Born to Lead is a servant Christian leadership podcast based on biblical principles. Established in 2020 during the pandemic season and hosted by pastor and mentor Nelson Aprigio, with focusing in preparing you to lead in different environments and situations. Aprigio's main calling and life mission is to train the trainers and find the extraordinary among the ordinary.
Let's go right across to the other side of the world and listen to Nelson Aprigio on Brazilian nutraceutical opportunities. Yes, Nelson, please.
Okay, good evening. Well, for Brazil, it's good morning. We are almost 9 o'clock, 9 hours before. I'm very happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen, and Kiki, thank you for the opportunity. I promise to be straight to the point. I know some of you are very tired, but I'm very excited after 25 hours traveling. So, why Brazil? First, because every time I travel, people ask me which state from Mumbai, from India, I am from. So, I think I'm kind of an Indian and I don't know, because I don't know how to play soccer or how to sing samba. So I believe that I'm not a true Brazilian, but I'd like to talk about Brazil. And why is the Brazilian market so important for you guys? We are talking about a country with 200,000 people. It is a lot, yeah? 200 million people and one person of each family take nutraceuticals. It means that the size of your market is for 50 million people, potential consumers in Brazil. And this is a market that we have focused on. You have a beverage, supplements, vitamins, and it's increasing because of aging. We are getting old. The Brazilian population is getting old. We used to have a family with 6, 7, 8, 9. My dad had 8 sons, my grandpa had 12, so I had 2, and my son wants to have a pet. That's different. And so we are getting small, yeah? And so this is a market that I invite you to know. We have only one language, that's Portuguese. It is not Portuguese from Portugal, that's a mess. It's another Portuguese, but we speak Portuguese and only that. So when you come to Brazil, for sure, if you're a foreigner, you'll be welcome. We love a foreigner. If you don't speak Portuguese, for sure, you'll be welcome. You try to talk. If they don't understand you, they will do everything to communicate. If you have ever been in Brazil, you know what I'm telling about. They put you in front of the lane. They give you the best service. They try to make you gesture to communicate. That's a fantastic country. But this country consumes a lot. So I believe that it's a market that the potential size, when we see that, is $2.2 billion for nutraceuticals. It's getting bigger and bigger because we estimate that for coming 5, 7 years, we grow much more. Because we are getting old, our age is around, the average of our Brazilian age is around 36. And the expectative of life is 74 years old. Well, I'd like to go over 100. But the problem is that we need to change our habits of consuming. After COVID-19, a lot of things changed in Brazil. We became a country and a people that are more focused to preserve their life. And because of that, we used to go to drugstores. Drugstores is everything. In COVID, during the COVID-19, only two areas could be, or kind of stores could remain open. Supermarket was allowed to be open, and drugstores. And the gas station, for sure. But all the other stores must be closed during the COVID-19. And both worked and served nutraceutical products, because nutraceutical products, some kind of nutraceuticals, are not registered and they are free to be sold as OTC. So, who sells nutraceuticals? Drugstores. We are talking about a market that is around 20 billion sales and over 100,000 stores. It's huge. It's huge. If you have a headache, we go to the drugstores. If we have some panic, we go to drugstores. Everything we need, we go to drugstore. Bad news, we go to drugstore. Getting married, go to drugstores. And that's fantastic because usually the seller, the owner of drugstores, they know your family, they know you, and they give you what is not required to be described. This is a huge market. Let me show you how this is only the few brands that are making $20 billion in Brazil. In the past, they were like that, over the counter. It's over 25 years old. I wasn't born that time yet. No, kidding. It was neighborhood stores. The owner used to know your dad, your mom, your grandpa, and it just they were kind of a doctor, family doctor. And after some years, it became like that. It's huge. Or this one. Or the other one. It's drugstores. Can you believe that? We are crazy for drugstores. We buy everything we need. Even food, chocolates, tablets, syrups, coffee, Brazilian nuts, and also drugstores. So you see that it's a market that if you're willing to start in Brazil, think about drugstores in Brazil. It's a market, a money machine for selling supplements. So what's the other possibilities we have for Brazil? I told you the number of 100,000 drugstores, but you have 4,000, around 5,000 distributors and over 60 importers and more than 600 or 400 industries making and producing it. Someone asking me if Brazil is more local or global. We are both. We are both. We buy from local company, but we also like to import. Just the cost of a product is the more important. So when you think about selling to Brazil, consider the tax, consider all the supply chain costs, consider everything. In the end, what makes it sellable or not sellable is the price. Obviously, if your product is super quality or something like that, if you consider it. For example, there are products or raw material that does not exist in Brazil. Why Brazil? Because you have the Amazon forest. I've never been in Amazon, okay? I know Amazon.com, but not the Amazon forest. It's 5 hours from home. But it's a place to get some raw materials. So you have several ways to enter Brazil. You can sell product. You can make partnership with a Brazilian company. You can do both way, import and export. So why Brazil? Because Brazil is getting to be the lead. Sorry for the Mexican friends here, but Brazil is going to be the leader with Mexico of Latin America. It's better now, yeah? The Mexican friends were here talking about Brazil. Mexico is the gate of Latin America. I saw, let's talk about Brazil too. We are both the gates, yeah? So you're fine. And going to the end, I promise to be very quick in this presentation. The major problem or roadblock that I saw in most of the presentation, Amit, was regulatory affairs. Everybody mentioned about it, regulatory affairs, labeling, some problems with legislation. Yes, Brazil is not different. You cannot sell everything there. First, you have to pay attention that registration is mandatory. Some items does not need to be registered, but need to be previously authorized. Otherwise, you send your container or your courier and you miss the product. So make sure you have someone, some agent, some consultants company preparing everything to import your raw material. Don't send products to Brazil because it will be get lost unless you prepare everything for registration or health and sanitary department approval. Secondly, your company must have GMP and all the certificates, accreditation. We used to follow American in Europe as base for analysis. So if a product is sold in America or in Europe or even in Asia, if you sell to big retailers like Walmart, Costco, it's probably that your product will be more accepted when you put all paperwork to justify the registration. Secondly, or third, labeling. You have to do in Portuguese, sorry. It's a complicated language. Even Brazilians make some confusion, but it's our language, and so you have we don't have English as international language, common language. English is only for business. Very few people speak English, okay? So it's not natural. We say Portuguese. We are a very big country with more than 25 states, but we speak Portuguese. And not we don't speak Spanish, okay? And Argentina is not our capital. Most people ask us if Argentina, Buenos Aires is Brazil. No, no, no. Argentina is Argentina, please. We are friends. But you have to pay attention to the labeling. But secondly, label is the result of everything that was analyzed. Don't make much claim. The problem is that when you make your product and you put a claim, good for health, for mental health, you get thin or you'll be more smart. Don't put such claim, because if you have a claim in your paperwork, in your label, you must prove it scientifically. And so the product will be retained in the harbor or in the airport. The claim is a problem. So watch out before doing claim. What I say is doing a very good labeling, very discreet, pointing out all the ingredients and making noise in the market size. In the market. The market is a place that you have to make noise, but not in your labeling, because when you get to the sanitary analysis, they are very tough. Okay? Brazil is a country of many, many changes. I took some notes here. We are now facing, we have the cultural and language barriers. So I told you before. But once you get there, people will try to do everything to help you get acquainted with Brazil. You have feijoada, samba, soccer. But Brazilians are the people that if you have an appointment with Brazilian and you say, I meet you 8 o'clock, you have to be specific, 8 o'clock morning or evening, or maybe 8 o'clock another day. Because we understand that, okay, 8 o'clock would be 8:20, 8:25, you know. Don't get mad when you get in Brazil, have an appointment, and someone gets late. The traffic jam in Brazil, in São Paulo, is awesome. It's terrible, yeah? So, but when I came here, I felt home. So that's not a problem with Brazil more. I saw a lot of motorcycle, 3 lanes and 5 lanes, 6 lanes, 1 lane. That's okay. Everybody's doing well, going to the same place. And secondly, logistically, Brazil is almost a continent as big as India. So try to have a great distribution partner in Brazil to do your logistics. If you have a great logistics, and I tell you, now we have a lot of company where experiment and well prepared for logistics. It works well. And third, I cannot talk about politics, okay, our instability or instability, but everybody has its problem. And we are now in transition. That's what I prefer to say. We have some companies in Brazil that you know. Danone, that was here, Nestlé, Herbalife, they are there. They are multinational company, international company. They are doing a good job. They import products from China, from India, from Europe, from America. And also they produce, they have plants in Brazil. So Brazil is feasible. Brazil is scalable, is workable, is profitable. Go to Brazil, believe. Also, you have Amway. Natura is a Brazilian company, one of the largest. Sanofi, IFS. I just brought some companies to show you that the same companies that are established here or in China or in America are also doing great job in Brazil. If they are there, it's because the company is a land of prosperity and possibilities. And finally, I told you I was to be very fast. Why Brazil? We love foreigners. We are very receptive. And we consider Indian people as very intelligent, smart, and we respect them by IT. Yes, IT skills and also healthcare and medicine. If we have a product made by India and if it's something related to healthcare, it's okay. You know, it's or IT, it's okay. So your country is a marketing itself. Made in India in Brazil works well. If you have some capsules, products, it's made in India, it's good. So the last one, how to riches. Pharmacy and drugstores I showed you right now. Health food stores, e-commerce. Man, e-commerce sells a lot. And now Amazon is doing good, but we have local e-commerce companies doing great job. So it's now after COVID-19, we that are aged X generation, we learned that the app works very well. You have everything. You have a medicine. We have telemedicine nowadays. We have doctors serving us by online service, and they give us prescription. So think about that. A direct selling fitness center. It's not my case. I wish I could go. Fitness center in collaboration with health professionals, especially stores. And I didn't mention here, retail supermarkets. We have over 120,000 supermarket stores. They make $50 billion a year. It's a huge sum of money, huge. So that's why I understand Brazil is a country that you should visit. You could go also to play soccer and then samba and have feijoada. But we need India, we need your products, we need your intelligence, we need India in Brazil, because we are sure that we can partner with you and make a good business. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nelson, for that insight into the Brazilian market opportunity.
You've just listened to the Born to Lead podcast with your host, Pastor Nelson Aprigio. Born to Lead podcast was recorded live in studio with final editing made before uploading. Subscribe to Born to Lead podcast on all streaming platforms. For more fantastic daily content, follow Pastor Nelson Aprigio via Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Don't miss the next episode of Born to Lead podcast.